Boggs, and Carl Albert called me a little while ago, and they came to the conclusion on their own that the best thing to do on this Medicare bill would be to go to conference without instructions. They wanted to get our view on it here. I told them that I was not going to disturb you with it, that you had discussed the matter with me and you had left it up to me to do what we all thought best, and therefore that I could say to them that their argument made some sense and sounded reasonable. If they could get Mills to comment in the colloquy at some point, that he of course would seriously consider the Medicare provision in conference, that they should then withdraw any attempt to have any kind of floor action on it. And they were going to contact McCormick, and they felt he shared their view. They asked me about labor. I told them that I knew labor shared their view because B. Muller had called me this afternoon and told me exactly the same thing. In turn, I called B. Muller and told him that I thought that he, to carry out his responsibility, should talk to the three leaders and should talk to Cecil King and tell him what the view of labor was. And then the other aspect of it was that, let's see, oh yeah, that in talking to Mills the other day, Mills said, well, I can't see any point in you fellows going forward, and the speaker wants to do it, but having a vote on this thing on the previous question. I said, well, I think the point perhaps, Wilbur, is that there are many Republicans that would be positioned finally on Medicare that has up to now have not taken a position. In most instances, they're in contested districts. And he said, how many of them would there be? And I said, I suppose in the vicinity of 30 or so, but I imagine that's probably what the speaker has in mind. So the speaker this morning talked to Jim Trimble. I don't know what transpired in the conversation, but the whole idea was the speaker had in his mind that he could ultimately convince Trimble to vote a rule tomorrow with instructions. He went out of his office.
Wait a second, I've got another phone. They all buzz me to death.
Yeah, so I won't pursue this. I know you're busy, but I just wanted to fill you in that the way it stands is the leadership came to this conclusion. They feel that there's some merit in putting the pressure on Mills as best they could so that they get a firm agreement that there will be discussed in depth in the conference, that labor is notifying the leadership directly that they share the view, and the leadership asked me what the White House position was, and I said I would take it on my own because I didn't, I wasn't in a position to consult with you further at this point. I didn't feel that there was any need of having a big discussion involving you directly, that why didn't they just leave it, that they had talked to me, and then And I am telling them on my own, whether I'm right or wrong, I'm taking the responsibility to agree with them, and they can, in their conversation with Cecil King, say they talked to me and that I agreed with the leadership.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Brennan.